Jim.
Sure, my name is Keith Lee, the lead producer on Diablo 3.
So, actually, I'm from World of Warcraft fan site, but I was surprised that I had the opportunity to interview you, because for myself, I'm a very big Diablo fan from first installment of this game. So, I want to talk about camera in Diablo 3, and this still is a metric like in previous games. Did you consider the other options of camera, and why did you choose?
We actually spent a lot of time thinking about the camera system and about all the possible options of doing it, but at the end of the day we felt that Diablo 1 and 2 really held to that sort of style, and we really wanted to be a true continuation of that series, to be the true spirit of that. In terms of the isometric viewpoint, there's a lot of different benefits. One of the key areas is the fact that you have positional gameplay, and what that means is that you're able to evaluate positionally where the monsters are and how the environment interacts with it. And I think that this gives you the best view of being able to interact and fight with monsters. Also visually, it's helped us a lot because we've been able to add a lot more content and to ensure that people get the best possible view for all of the scenes that we have in our random dungeons as well as our random environments. So we feel that we made a very conscious decision to keep with the isometric view, and I think that people will be really happy with that.
So will there be an option to scale camera, or it will be on the same level?
Currently, our iteration is that we only have one fixed camera view, which is what you've seen in the video. We do have one button that allows you to zoom in to look at your character, but we don't have anything where you can pivot or rotate or pitch your camera, because we feel that we want to give you the optimal view for playing the game, and we want to ensure that you can see as much as possible when you're playing and fighting against monsters and interacting with the environment.
Will Diablo 3 I want to ask you about DirectX 10. Will Diablo 3 support it or not?
So right now, in terms of technical specifications, we are still so early in development that it's very hard for us to say what we're going to support for technical specs, but we're definitely releasing for the PC and Macintosh simultaneously.
Okay. Have you considered to add more newer aspects? MMO?
I'm sorry?
MMO. MMORPG.
Yes.
Aspects
of that. We spent a lot of time thinking about it, but the more important thing is thinking about the core philosophies for Diablo and what made it so fun. The randomized loot, the infinite replayability, the fact that you have five classes that have really cool and varied skills, and also we've been expanding on an epic storyline. And so I think that those are really the core philosophies that we were trying to aim for. And an MMO, having a persistent world with thousands of players wasn't one of the things that we considered for this particular game. We wanted to continue on the spirit of Diablo 1 and 2. We wanted to focus on a small group of players being able to play together. But that being said, all of your loot and things like that, of course, will be persistent.
What about making some place where people can meet, neutral place, maybe some town for players will still have to sit in a BattleNet chat and talk with each other?
So currently in our game, right now you can talk anywhere that you want. Long term, what we want to do is add a lot of great new features to BattleNet, which really promotes the community, and we really want to add a lot of features that allow you to interact and meet people quickly and to talk with them. So that's really something that we want to work on very soon, and I think that ultimately we want to ensure that it's a very social game and that people can talk with each other. each other. But right now, you can meet anyone in the game, in town, or wherever else, and that's really kind of like how we have that going, and we have, of course, like chat and things like that.
So I'm short on time.
Enough to ask another one.
I have to go. So thank you.
Okay.
For the answers.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
This game is very anticipated.
So were you excited when you saw it yesterday?
I was happy.
Did you like the gameplay video?
Sure. It was exciting.
What was your favorite part? What things did you find?
Favorite
like
part when there was big monster.
At the end.
Specific fight.
Yeah. How's like general reception and things like that in Russia and just like different areas?
There are a lot of Diablo fans in Russia, but Russians mostly prefer to play offline, single player.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was later, some years ago, because the internet wasn't so developed.
Right.
I think Diablo 3 will be very popular on Battle.net in Russia too.
Great. Well, thanks again.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.